Welcome to the Health Yeah Life podcast. I'm your host, Karen Banghart, certified integrative nutritional health coach and gut health advisor. Here we talk about all the things health related. If you're interested in living a life you can say health yeah to, you're in the right place. Hey friend, I have an amazing offer for you today. Have you shopped online at thrivemarket.com? I personally love Thrive Market. You can choose products by brand names or diet plans. And I love selecting all my favorite gluten-free items and having them shipped directly to my home. New members get 40% off their first order using the link I have provided in the show notes below. Happy shopping! Welcome to the last month of the year for 2023. Blows me away that we're in December, but here we are. I wanted to do something a little bit different than I've done here in the past on the podcast. I wanted to go forward with where I left off on episode number 100, where I talked about the foods that you should be feeding yourself and your family and your kids. I think ingredients is one of the most overlooked things that parents and people in general do. They don't pay attention to the ingredients in their food. So for the month of December, I just wanted to go over a few of the most important things because I had so many people reach out to me after doing episode 100. And if you haven't listened, head back to episode 100 and listen to where I talk about the foods that you shouldn't be feeding yourself and your family. And I had a lot of people reach out to me, and I don't want you to feel overwhelmed. So I want to break it down and I want to make it really super easy. So for the month of December, I'm doing solo episodes, which I'm hoping will be helpful. We're all getting ready for the new year. And as soon as the new year comes along, we're like, oh my gosh, I need to be doing something better for my health. I need to be doing this, that, and the other for my family. So let's think of it now. And I want you to be prepared for 2024. So these next four episodes in December are all going to be totally and completely about products I want you to pay attention to when you're looking at your foods and your ingredients. So today's topic is seed oils. And people may be going, what's a seed oil? Because it kind of sounds healthy, right? A seed oil. And some of them are. We're going to discuss the ones that aren't and are. And I'm going to explain to you why this is so important to be paying attention to in your ingredients. So when you look at your ingredients, like I've told you before, if you look at something like an avocado, a tomato, a banana, head of lettuce, spinach, broccoli, you name it, right? Those don't have ingredient labels. You know what those are. Those are those one ingredient. It's that one thing, right? Because they don't have an ingredient label. You know what they are. But if you're getting any processed foods meaning, you know, it's went through some form of processing, you do need to pay attention to what is in that product, right? So seed oils is a huge one. And I didn't know this before, obviously. And I don't think a lot of people know about seed oils, but let's break it down. I've got a bunch of information, so get ready. I think I'm going to break it down and make it pretty easy for you to recognize. If you see a certain seed oil, let's not pick that product up. Let's not use that product. If we can, when we're reading our ingredients, then I want you to just imagine you'll know a few of the ingredients that I would stay clear from. And it doesn't matter what else is in there. If you see that one ingredient, you just go, no, it doesn't matter what's in that product, the rest of the ingredients. Okay. So if you see these certain, so again, today we're talking about seed oil. So let's get started. So what are seed oils? I've had this asked many times. Seed oils refer to oils that are extracted from the seeds of various plants. These oils are commonly used in cooking, which we know, as well as for various industrial and cosmetic purposes. Some common examples of seed oils are sunflower oil, and it comes from sunflower seeds, soybean oil, derived from soybeans, canola oil, obtained from the seeds of the canola plant, cottonseed oil, extracted from the seeds of the cotton plant, corn oil, made from corn germ, and grapeseed oil, which is extracted from the seeds of the grapes, okay?
Let's also throw in vegetable oils, because we see vegetable oil and we think, oh yeah, it's healthy. It's not vegetables, first of all, not that you think that, but vegetable oils are derived of a bunch of different oils, okay? We'll get into that too. So a lot of seed oils have different flavors too. Nutritional content, which we'll go over that just a little bit. So what is vegetable oil made of? I left off with vegetable oil. What is vegetable oil made from? Vegetable oil is a blend, okay? So it can be made from a variety of plant sources. The most common sources include soybeans. Soybean oil is one of the most widely used vegetable oils globally. Canola, which is also rapeseed. Canola oil is another popular vegetable oil. Sunflower. Sunflower oil is derived from sunflower seeds. Palm oil. Again, some of these sound okay. Sunflower seeds, palm. And palm oil comes from the fruit of the oil palm tree. Corn, right? Corn oil is extracted from the germ of corn. Peanut, we have peanut oil, and it's derived from peanuts. Safflower. Safflower oil is obtained from the seeds of the safflower plant. So the extraction process typically involves pressing or refining the oil from seeds, fruits, and other plant parts. And a lot of these seed oils have very high smoke points, and that's why they're used in a lot of products. But let's get into the dangers of seed oils. I don't know if you've heard other people discussing the dangers of seed oils, and it's true, my friends. We have to really be careful of all these seed oils. We are ingesting more seed oils than ever because of eating too many processed foods, actually. But seed oils are also known as vegetable oils, okay? And they are extracted from the seeds of various plants. We went over that. While some seed oils can be a part of a healthy diet when consumed in moderation, there are concerns, okay? There are concerns that overconsumption of certain types of seed oils. So there's some potential dangers associated with seed oils. And we're going to go over those. And then you'll understand more of why I primarily want you to keep these out of your diet. It causes an imbalance of omega-3 and omega-6 fatty acids. So this is really important to know. So many seed oils, such as soybean oil, corn oil, sunflower oil, they're high in omega-6 fatty acids. And excessive intake of these omega-6 fatty acids without a sufficient intake of omega-3 fatty acids, it leads to that imbalance. We're always trying to stay in balance no matter what we do, right? This imbalance has been associated with inflammation and a lot of different chronic diseases, okay? And that's just the beginning. So the inflammatory effects, some seed oils, especially those that are high in omega-6, which we just discussed, they promote this inflammation in your body. But chronic inflammation, so inflammation that you have all the time, my friends, is linked to various health issues. And that includes cardiovascular disease, arthritis, and metabolic syndrome. And then we have oxidation and free radicals. So any of my friends out there that are trying to stay young, seed oils are not helping you. If that gets you to stop eating seed oils because it's so bad for our skin and our youth and these free radicals that are in them. But seed oils are susceptible to oxidation, okay? So when they become oxidized, when they're exposed to heat and light, these oxidized oils produce free radicals in your body. And it contributes to cell damage. And again, it's the increase of chronic diseases. Another bad thing about seed oils is they're high in polyunsaturated fats. So polyunsaturated fats are essential for health. Consuming them in excess, here's the problem, friends, and this is what we're doing. Consuming them in excess may not be beneficial for your health. Some seed oils have high proportion of polyunsaturated fats, and this excessive intake is associated again with oxidative stress and inflammation. No wonder people hurt all the time. Their bodies are just inflamed from all the seed oils throwing their body out of balance with these omega-3 and omega-6 fatty acids. Okay, let's get into the processing and extraction methods. This is gross. But the methods used to extract and process seed oils can affect their nutritional quality. What they do to create these oils is crazy, you guys. But some extraction methods involve such high heat and the use of chemicals. Yes, they're using chemicals to get this oil out, which degrades that oil's nutritional value. So if you think about how they're creating this oil to be this oil by using high heats and using chemicals to extract it, it's insane, right? So, and then moving on, genetic modification and pesticide residues. Yeah. Some seed oils such as soybean and corn oil, which are the top two global used oils in processed foods, friends, those two. And they're often derived from genetically modified crops, GMOs. Concerns have been raised about the potential health effects of consuming those GMO foods. Additionally, pesticide residues used in conventional farming practices may be present in some seed oils. And then last but not least, a danger of having so many seed oils in your diet is the association with obesity and metabolic syndrome. There's evidence, friends, suggesting that a high intake of certain seed oils may be associated with obesity and metabolic syndrome. And I'm using this term maybe lightly. Okay, these oils are found in our processed foods, fried foods, and they're linked to these health conditions. So again, it's like the sad diet we're eating, you know, the drive-through diet that I talk about all the time. These seed oils are really hard on our body. And you think, well, I'm not eating the French fries. I'm eating a salad. These seed oils are in your salad. They can be in your salad dressing. And a lot of times they are. You think you're eating something healthy and that salad dressing you're pouring on is just, you might as well be eating those French fries, my friends. Okay. So be cognizant of what you're eating. Like I said, the drive-through diet and these processed foods. I know it's easier to just grab a package, and there are a lot of companies, and I can share those companies because there's tons of them that are coming out that are healthier, that are not using these dangerous seed oils, okay? So let's get into the foods that contain these seed oils. We kind of talked a little bit about the drive-through diet and such and processed foods. But again, let's talk about cooking oils. So we've got sunflower oil. And a lot of people have said, oh, sunflower oil is good. No, I would disagree. Sunflower oil is often used for frying and baking. Then we go soybean oil, which we talked about. And I can't help but smile when I'm talking about soybean oil because it's in, I don't know, I think it's like in 90 to 95% of all processed foods, which is insane. So soybean oil is widely used in cooking and food processing. Corn oil, again, used for frying and processed foods. Canola oil. Okay, so let's get into some other foods that contain. We talked about the cooking oils. Well, let's talk about the salad dressings and marinades. Most salad dressings and marinades use seed oils as their base. Okay, so they're going to use sunflower oil. They're going to use some kind of vegetable oil, soybean oil. And I promise you they're in there if you go and look at the ingredient labels on your salad dressings. And I can tell you right now that making your own salad dressings are not only super tasty, but they're super easy. And like I said, they're super delicious. They're just so delicious. Okay, now get off that tangent. Mayonnaise. Okay, a lot of them use soybean or sunflower oil. No. Let's get one that doesn't have those oils in it. There's mayonnaise out there that does not contain this. Okay, and let's go into processed food. We talked about processed food. A lot of processed food, your snacks, your baked goods, your packaged meals, they contain these seed oils as an ingredient. One of the others, because I've kind of been just going on down the rabbit hole of what I consider maybe the bad oils, but nuts and seeds. So they're not oils per se, but nuts and seeds contain oils. We know that. Like if you get natural peanut butter or almond butter, you will stir it because all that oil comes to the top. Okay. So that may be your flax seeds, your chia seeds, your sesame seeds, stuff like that. Nut butters. We just talked about nut butters, peanut butter, and other nut butters contain those oils. Okay. And they're seed oils. Oh, and last but not least, margarine and shortening. Margarine and shortening are made with seed oils. Okay, they're alternatives to butter or lard. But friends, let's just stay away from these. You know, I come from the day and age where margarine was what you were told to eat because butter was bad. Oh my gosh. Oh, the lies we were told. Just pay attention to what foods are containing these oils. Now I want to talk about which ones are the worst ones for you. So which seed oils are the worst you could possibly put into your body? Soybean oil. We talked about it's high in omega-6 fatty acids, which again, if you consume these in excess, so if this is primarily your diet, which a lot of people are, that drives your diet, it contributes to that imbalance with the omega-3 fatty acids and it promotes that inflammation. So again, you need to stay away from soybean oil, plain and simple. And besides it being high in omega-6, it's also one that is glyphosate ridden. So we want to stay away from it. And our government subsidizes soybeans. Okay, so they're one of the most produced and cheap. They're honestly so cheap for them to produce. So no wonder it's in most of our foods. The next one is corn oil, which goes kind of hand in hand with soybeans. Again, they're subsidized. Corn is sprayed. It's glyphosate ridden. It's GMO. It's full of genetic modified organisms. So again, those two I would definitely stay away from. Soybean oil, corn oil. Okay. It's very similar to soybean oil. And again, it has the high omega-6 fatty acid, causes the same kind of issue. Cottonseed oil. It contains high levels of saturated fat and has residues of pesticides used on cotton crops. And to me, why would you want to eat cottonseed oil? I don't want to eat cotton. That's not something I want to eat. Canola oil. Okay, canola oil is one of those that's been told to us, kind of like our margarine. Oh, this is the healthier one. So people may say it's a healthier fat compared to other seed oils, but it's still very high in that omega-6 fatty acid. And some people also have concerns about its production process, which involves genetic modification. Makes me crazy here. Okay, and then we can talk about grapeseed oil. It has such a high smoke point, so it's suitable for cooking at high temperatures, but it also has a high omega-6 fatty acid. It's essential to maintain that balance, friends, between your omega-6 and your omega-3s. We're finding out more and more how imbalanced people are. So our Western diet often tends to be disproportionately high in these omega-6 fatty acids, and it's contributing to so much inflammation in our body. Okay, so let's get into healthy oils. So what are the healthiest oils? So when you're looking at your packaged food, what should you be looking for? What should you be looking for that you don't want? What should you be looking for that you do want? One of the healthiest oils, and there's not very many, so it's really simple to me. If I look for oils, I see the other oils, or I don't see these oils, then I know to steer clear. Okay, olive oil. So extra virgin olive oil is rich in monounsaturated fat and antioxidants. It's been linked to various health benefits, including heart health. Next one is avocado oil. Avocado oil is oil that's high in monounsaturated fat, okay, just the same as olive oil, but it has a really mild flavor. And it also contains various nutrients like vitamin E. And I personally like using avocado oil. If you get a recipe that you see calls for vegetable oil, canola oil, something like that, corn oil, you can use avocado oil. 1-to-1. I promise. I've done it. It tastes good. It's great. The next one is flaxseed oil, which is a rich source of ALA. And that's a type of omega-3 fatty acid. So when we talk about trying to get more 3 and less 6 of these fatty acids, flaxseed oil is a good one. It's best used like in salad dressings or like a finishing oil, right? So at the end, so you drizzle it over your dishes, but it's not suitable for cooking at high temperature. We talked about nut oils. So walnut oil, it's another source of omega-3 fatty acids, specifically this ALA. It has a delicate nutty flavor because it does come from walnuts, and it's best used again for salads or finishing oil. Then let's get into coconut oil. Coconut oil is one of those, again, it's kind of controversial, but if you use it in moderation, I wouldn't cook with it all the time. In fact, I switch between olive, avocado, and coconut. Those are my 3 main ones that I use. But coconut oil is high in saturated fat. So that's where we get the little, because studies suggest that coconut oil has certain health benefits. But then they say moderation is key because of the saturated fat content. So that may just be one that you want to be a little bit more careful with. But those, again, those 3 are my primary cooking oils. So you want to consider like their smoke points. So if you're using them as cooking oils, some are more suitable for high heat cooking. Okay. And then you've got the ones for drizzling or over salads or low heat cooking, or like I said, finishing oils. So just pay attention to which ones those are. Then I want to talk real quick about just a couple of controversial oils. We talked a little bit about the coconut oil, eating it in moderation. But then we have sunflower oil. People are like, oh, sunflower oil is okay. And it is in a few of the packaged foods that are better for you. I wouldn't say they're the best ones for you as far as processed foods, but they're better because they don't contain any of the other crappy oils. So, but they do contain sunflower oil. And if you do choose to eat sunflower oil, again, these are controversial. People have talked about them either way. They're good, they're bad. So you kind of go, which is it? Which is it? But sunflower oil is best if it's organic. So always choose an organic. It's high oleic sunflower oil. Okay. And people use it for frying or sauteing, but it contains monounsaturated fats and it's low in saturated. Again, it's one of those controversial ones. A lot of these are very hard on our digestive system too, which I probably won't get into today, but that's something you also need to be paying attention to, what they're doing to your digestion, because people notice if something funky is going on after they've eaten a certain food. Again, canola oil is one of those controversial because people have said in the past it was good for us, just like margarine, okay? And people use it for baking and sauteing and frying, and it has a neutral flavor. But again, steer clear from this, you guys. These seed oils, it's also because of how they're created and made into seed oils. We talked about it. Chemicals are used, high heats that cause oxidation. It's just not healthy for us. Another one is palm oil. I've heard people say, palm oil is okay. I, again, would steer clear, and it's best used for cooking at high heat. Why a lot of these are preferred. Let's get into what alternatives are there for seed oils. Because if you're looking for alternatives to seed oils, there's several options available, okay? And each has its own unique flavor profile and nutritional benefits. So you need to take that into account as well. We talked about olive oil. Olive oil is awesome. I like using olive oil because I can not only use it for cooking, I also use it in my salad dressing. And that one is low to medium heat cooking. I wouldn't use it at real high heat. Again, coconut oil. Use virgin, refined coconut oil. It's better for high heat cooking. It also is great, great for baking and frying. But we know we've talked about the saturated fats in it too. So you need to be aware of that. Avocado oil. Okay, that's refined avocado oil. It's good for higher heat cooking. And it is excellent if you choose to use it in your baking. But you can also use it for salad dressings too. It's a mild flavor. That's why I like it. I've even replaced avocado oil for corn oil when I've made tamales. Really good. You guys, it just has a mild flavor. Then there's ghee, clarified butter. I use ghee a lot. You can use ghee in place of baking even, but I use it when I'm cooking. It's clarified butter. So I like it a lot. Again, it's for higher heat cooking, sauteing, stuff like that. And it gives that buttery flavor. So that's one of my favorites. Sesame oil. We know that that's good for like stir fry dressings, marinades, and it has a nutty flavor as well. And we talked about nut oils. So we got nut oils, like something like an almond, walnut, hazelnut. Those are good for salad dressings and drizzling over your dishes because they have that distinct nutty flavor as well. Flaxseed oil, cold pressed flaxseed oil. It's good for salad dressings, but not for cooking, friends. Okay. And it's rich in those omega-3 fatty acids. You can even take a spoonful of some of these, which I know there are people out there that talk about having some of these oils and just actually just taking a teaspoonful and eating it. You can do that with flaxseed. You can do it for olive oil, and it has health benefits as well. So again, when you're choosing cooking oils, consider those smoke points. So we're talking a lot about preparing our own foods, but we do need to be paying attention to the oils that are out there in the Western diet, in the drive-through diet. You guys know that I talk about the drive-through diet. I talk about the cupboard crap that we eat. And we just need to pay attention to these processed foods. So I'm going to break it down real quick. So if you are looking at the ingredient labels on your products, on your processed foods, I want you to steer clear from anything that has soybean oil in it. Okay, right there. If you see soybean oil, and sadly, it's usually one of the top oils. Corn oil, sunflower oil, canola oil, cottonseed oil. I want you to steer clear of all those. Go for the three I talked about. If you see products like I Love Siete, that's one of my favorite new brands, and they're coming out with stuff all the time, you guys. But they have awesome tortilla chips. Guess what? They use organic, non-GMO corn for their tortilla chips, and they're cooked in avocado oil. Win-win. That's a great one for me. Now, you don't want to be eating these products all the time. Again, they are still processed foods, friends, even if they have the better-for-you ingredients. They're still processed foods, but choose those so you're not getting that inflammation in your body, because it's a war constantly if you're doing this, if you're out of balance with those omega-6 and omega-3s. So hopefully this was helpful. I want you to pay attention to the ingredients in your processed foods. So just be looking at that label real quick. Again, we're going to get you doing this so quick. I become so quick at this. You can look at something, read it, see something and go, nope, it's off the list. Friends, I look for oils in our puppy's dog food. Okay, so we have a new puppy and I don't let her eat seed oils. I don't want her full of inflammation as well. So I even look at ingredients on her dog food and she doesn't get these oils. Okay, I make sure that they're not in there. Again, I hope this was helpful, and I just want you to pay attention to those ingredients. So until next week, have a great day, and I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you for listening to the Healthy Owl Life podcast. Please make sure you subscribe, leave a rating, and a review so that more people can hear about the podcast. For more resources, just visit us at healthyowllife.com.